This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin with me, Tan Chung Han and Brian Fernandez with the top business stories of the day. We begin with a piece of news that's actually about 4 days old, and it was the announcement that Bank Negara disclosed that it purchased a 56-acre parcel of land for 2 billion ringgit. Now, this piece of news did and has many people scratching their heads as to why this purchase happened and also the rationale behind it.
Yeah, so according to industry observers, it's very rare for a government agency to buy land from the federal government, let alone at a price at about 823 ringgit per square foot. And Bank Negara also says that it plans to use the land to develop an education hub. However, in the past, so what the government normally does in stuff like this, in cases like this, is they transfer to public universities at a minimum cost land, considering that education is deemed a public good. So industry experts find the announcement to be also very vague because it didn't specify the lot, location or identity of the land, or the identity of the independent private sector valuer that it engaged.
Yeah, so all this coming in the Edge Weekly article there. I mean, granted, the announcement was made on Thursday. The Edge carried on Friday and wrote a lengthier piece on it over the weekend. Yeah, and also in that article as well, they spoke to several unnamed land valuers, you know, cum real estate agents. And, you know, you've got differing opinions there. Now, we reached out to Bank Negara trying to get some kind of response. So like you said, Sharad, it's been about 4 days since the announcement was made. Whether or not Bank Negara will give us more clarification in the near future, we'll have to wait and see. But we have reached out as it stands, no response just yet. Although, to be fair, we just reached out to them like about early this morning. Yeah.
Because there's a lot of chatter on Twitter, you know, linking this to 1MDB. I mean, everything is linked to 1MDB, apparently. But also the resignation of the former deputy governor, Sukhdev Singh. And so this is all part of the chatter that's going on. Probably not good for Bank Negara, at least in terms of its reputation for integrity of independence, I think.
Yeah. I guess at this point in time, it's about, you know, waiting for more clarification, whether or not it is justified to make those links, be it to the resignation of the deputy governor, you know, or even 1MDB. I'm not making those links, you know, but it was mentioned in some online portals and also in the Edge's first iteration of their article. But, you know, again, I'd like to hopefully get more clarification from the central bank because, yeah, sure, as you rightly pointed out, at the end of the day, it is their credibility which is at stake here.
Now, coming back to something close to my heart, weight loss. Maiden is pushing ahead with its so-called weight loss program, having disposed of its convenience stores and also Kedai One, Rakyat One Malaysia. Maiden is now looking to sell off its premium outlets, Sam Grocería. What's going to be left?
Well, they're going to sell. This whole sale is really part of an ongoing internal reorganization. So according to The Edge, Maiden now runs 4 Sam's Grocería outlets, 3 in Penang, 1 in New Central.
All right, so Sharad, so what's going to be left essentially their hypermarkets and their malls, okay? So according to The Edge, now, and Brian, what you mentioned as reported in The Edge, so they've got 4 Sam's Grocería outlets. Now, I used to have my daily breakfast from a Sam's Grocería over there in Kota Damansara. I guess it's closed down already. So folks, if you know whether or not the Sam's Grocería in the Strand, Kota Damansara, that has closed down, do let me know. 018-789-8899. You can send in a WhatsApp, 018-789-8899.
Or you can tweet us at BFM Radio.
And then I'll go and shed a tear for my former breakfast ground there. Okay, so now here's what's interesting though. So this Sam's Grocería, that's valued by Dato' Amir Ali Maiden, who's the MD of Maiden. He valued it at 50 million ringgit. Now, to put that into perspective though, 50 million versus, say, last October, Maiden sold off just one double-story hypermarket in Gong Badak, Kuala Terengganu. That fetched the price of 155 million ringgit. One store.
But now, that's a hypermarket.
Right, sure.
Versus Sam Grocery be a smaller kind of boutique?
They're premium. So they are more akin with, like, say, the Giant Grocers, the Cold Storage, you know, that kind of stuff. But 4 for 50 mil, like, hey, you know, who's got 50 million lying around? I think it might be a good deal.
It could be a good deal for someone, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so why is ditching Sam's Groceria? Is it because it's not making money?
Well, I think what they've realized is apparently that the customers in that segment are basically mainly local Chinese and expats. So because they don't sell alcoholic beverages and pork, they can't service that consumer demographic. So if you look at the numbers, and they really need to get lean. For the financial year 2017, which ended in March, they managed to rebound from a net loss in previous financial years and recorded a profit of just under 800,000. But for the financial year 2016, the net loss was over 150 million ringgit. So overall, they're reportedly undergoing massive cost cutting, including a hiring freeze and also no salary increments for staff.
Mm. Okay, but there's been plenty of appetite for premium grocery stores in recent years. If that's true, then why this move?
Well, I guess, you know, they are trying to, exit a business perhaps that they're not as competitive in, right? So, for example, in April 2017, you got Village Grocer, which is owned by Navis, the PE firm. They bought the big supermarket chain, right? This is April 2017. You go back further, May 2016, you got another PE fund that's managed by CIMB Private Equity and also Japan's Mitsubishi Corp. They reportedly bought a substantial stake in Jaya Grocer. So plenty of deals in the last couple of years involving these so-called premium grocery stores. Could 2018 see the sale of Sam's Groceria?
You see, if you look at a broader context, if you look globally, then Amazon's acquisition of Whole Foods, for example, they really see opportunities in the premium food market, which is why I think then perhaps people will be eyeing a stake in Sam's Groceria as a catalyst to grow that business, because you've got a baseline cost there and baseline structure. It's very hard to set up an operation. This may be a good way to get into the business.
Well, maybe, but the fundamentals driving Amazon and even Alibaba's acquisition of brick and mortar stores is because they want to have that brick and mortar presence right to its online sales. Whereas in this case, if Amazon or Alibaba wants a piece of Sam's Grocery, come on down. 50 million.
Maybe not the likes of Amazon, but somebody smaller perhaps.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the outlook for Maiden then? You say that essentially they're going to be focused on their hypermarket business. What's the outlook for them?
Well, in short, I think Maiden expects a difficult 2018. Dato' Amir said that the outlook for the hypermarket segment is, I quote, scary. 2017, Maiden experienced contraction in same-store sales, so revenue generated by existing outlets. Shoppers apparently are spending 7% less per trip or per basket purchases, in fact, dropped from an average of 53 ringgit to 49 per basket.
Yeah, now at the same time, they do hope that consumers will get some kind of boost to their spending power in the lead up to GE14. Perhaps some goodies being helicoptered about, right? Also, keep in mind that back in August 2017, Dato' Amir mentioned that Maiden, they plan to open 5 Maiden outlets for last year, 3 in Kuching, 1 in Padang Jawa Selangor, another one in Johor. This year, they plan to open 3 more outlets, in one in Pahang, one in Sandakan, one in Kelantan. So wonder if those expansion plans could be derailed given the pressures felt at Maiden, or could this 50 million ringgit sale of Sam's Grocery perhaps fund those expansion plans then?
Now, commenters are saying that these challenges that are felt at Maiden are keeping with broader trends. According to Retail Group Malaysia, for the first 9 months of 2017, retail sales in supermarkets and hypermarkets fell over 3% year on year.
Yeah, so other convenience stores, however, are expanding. So let's take an example of Bison Consolidated. They're the owners of MyNews. They're looking to open 90 new outlets this year and start setting aside about 24 million for this expansion.
Yeah, 7-Eleven as well, Family Mart, all looking to expand versus, say, what Maiden did. They actually sold off their convenience stores. So the question here is, given all these moves, is this really a case of Maiden not being able to compete in other segments, other formats, be it convenience or premium? They got to stick to what they know, what they do best, that being hypermarkets.
Now, on Sam's Grocery's website, they highlighted the fact that 60% of their products sold are fully imported brands. When Dato' Amir was last on the grill back in February 2017, he cited the weaker ringgit for adding to inflationary pressures.
GST, when it was implemented, it seriously did not increase the prices of goods because sales tax was removed. So basically, there was not real increase. But we were so unlucky that our currency weakened. So the whole price increase scenario was because of the weakened currency. Because basically, Malaysia imports everything. Seriously, what is it that you have in Malaysia? Extra palm oil, right? Even your curry puff, if you look at it, the potato is imported, the fly is imported, right? Yes. The person frying it is probably imported too, right? Only your cooking oil is probably local, right? Yeah. So everything is imported. So we have got inflation. It's basically because of currency. Imagine, I'm telling you, from 4.5 today, if it goes back to 3.8, prices, it will go down.
Okay, that was Dato' Amir Ali Maidin, Managing Director of Maidin Mohamed Holdings Berhad.
Yeah, so now that the ringgit has closed below 4 to the dollar, you know, I hope we can hold Maidin to their word. No, will Maidin start lowering its prices?
Oh, do prices ever go down?
I know,
prices
that's like always sticky downwards.
Sticky, right? Okay, so it's not just premium grocery stores that are going up for sale. A&W Malaysia apparently is still up for grabs.
Yeah, so the A&W franchise is currently held by KUB Malaysia, which is controlled by an UMNO linked company, Anchorscape Sdn. Bhd. The A&W license expires in June 2019. Now, as part of the franchise agreement, KUB must ramp up its store count by 25 new stores in 3 years, making it 52 stores by the end of 2019. Now, we got our intern Roshan to make a count on A&W's website, and now they only have 36 stores, so they're quite short.
Yeah, so they got a bit of ramping up there. And a big shout out to our intern.
That's must be the first time he had a shout out.
Well, we've done a couple for him.
Have you? Have you really? That's so sweet.
He's a great guy. Okay, now, looking at KUB Resources, okay, it looks like they are apprehensive about incurring too much capex. Too much, that's a phrase that they use, okay? Because as it stands, KUB has set aside 100 million ringgit for capex for this year. But they're actually looking to focus at three new sectors: energy, ICT and agro. So KUB hopes to sell that A&W franchise before mid-2019.
But agro meaning like agriculture.
Yeah, yeah.
And as opposed to that feeling that you have when you're stuck in traffic.
only for you, Sharad. No, but just looking at, say, in terms of revenue, right? Energy accounts for about 2/3 of revenue for KUB. ICT about 14. Food only accounts for less than 10% though. So they're shifting their resources to these other segments.
Yeah, but if you look at that broader sector in terms of the fast food business, you see that the other industry players are really looking to expand. So KFC, for example, is planning to open 23 new KFC restaurants in Malaysia this year. Pizza Hut. So in July last year, QSR Brands, who's the franchise holder of Pizza Hut, said that it's planning to expand its 221 dine-in restaurants over the next 2 years as part of its rebranding activity in conjunction with Pizza Hut's 35th anniversary. They are looking to, I think, currently close to 400 outlets nationwide.
Yeah, same thing with McDonald's. Okay, they're looking to open a couple hundred more. Domino's, okay, all in expansionary mode. A&W, though, again, under the franchise agreement, expected to open, but you know, you've got this overhang of the potential sale here.
Okay, remember back in 2014 when A&W in Section 52, Putrajaya was shut down?
Yeah.
KB wanted to build some office towers worth about 263 million ringgit on that site. There been any updates? Did they actually, do that?
Well, apparently, KUB said they're still waiting for MPPJ's approval. KUB's president and group MD, Dato' Abdul Rahman Mohamad Zain, said they hope to obtain approval this month. Now, looking at the group-wide strategy, KUB aims to monetize some of its property investments to fund its expansion plans. So those capex plans we mentioned earlier, energy, of course, it wants to build an LPG or liquefied petroleum gas terminal at Westports in Port Klang. Construction should begin sometime after July this year. And also in the agricultural sector, they're undergoing a replanting exercise for existing plantation land in Johor and Sarawak.
Okay, very quickly, do we have anything on KUB's earnings?
Yeah, they've come a long way since the 2011-2012 net losses that they posted. And since 2014, they've posted on-year gains every year. Financial year 2016, coming in above 22 million ringgit for the entire year year. But the goal, though, they have set a lofty target over 60 million ringgit. So still a long ways to go when it comes to KUB achieving those goals.
Okay. Now we're coming up to the top of the hour. We'll have the news and we'll be back for the Breakfast Grill. Remember, our guest today is Zul Amran Hamad, CEO of Binaset. And Han, you're going to be speaking to him. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.